Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting out of this mouth.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If I was going to die here, I was going to put up a fight. I reached up under there to get it, couldn't get it out. The more I tried to pull my hand out, the further up in the rollers that it continued to go. I was up under here like this, and my forearm was in here. This is a John Deere pocket knife that I had, and I was actually cutting away my fingers that was up in there.
He began severing his fingers with a pocket knife, but then his nightmare grew horribly worse. The lodged corn picker suddenly sparked a fire to the grass around it.
God. My skin was melting. I mean, it was just dripping off my arm like plastic, melting plastic.
Unthinkable, perhaps, but in the face of death, Parker then used the knife to actually cut off his forearm.
And once I cut all the meat off the bone, I just dropped.
Freed from the machine, he was able to escape to safety.
Thank God.
It wasn't the corn picker's fault. It was my fault. It was just a mistake I made.
The Don and Mike Show.
Not really his fault.
Wow.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's funny, right, Clay?
Oh.
Yeah, I know.
You stink like my butt.
Hard. We've not talked about Dennis Murphy in a while.
Do you know that he has his tongue pierced?
And hello to you, Buzz.
Tell me, are you wearing tie-dye underwear? Are you wearing any underwear at all?
Yeah.
It's the fool and the classy one, Don and Mike.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Thank you!
Thank you!
Thank you.
Just looking at the website, firejoegibbsnow.com.
Yes.
As we get into a little bit of NFL stuff here, as I think we mentioned, Joe's in charge of this website.
Yes, yes.
That was started kind of as a goof.
Sure.
And is, you know, it's half real, half not. We're just frustrated with the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, it's really a venting website more than anything else.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I don't know if it's still on now, but this morning when the news about Sean Taylor being shot was breaking through the D.C. Metro, right, I was flipping around the channels, and I went to Comcast, and they had our buddy, Larry Michael.
Larry Michael.
Larry Michael, the voice of the Redskins, who was listen, it's a mistake, first off, for Larry to be on TV.
Yes.
You know, he's a radio guy,
mm-hmm.
and it's him and some other schmuck, and they're doing a Redskins radio emergency broadcast.
Because of the circumstances of Sean Taylor. Right?
About the status of Sean Taylor, mm-hmm. and they had no news at all. And I must have watched it for 15 minutes,
right,
because it was Larry Michael and this other schlub in a studio, and whenever the other schlub would talk, you got to visually see the real Larry.
Right, right.
Larry that was upset that the facts weren't coming to him fast enough.
Right, because not a lot of facts. One of the frustrating things about this story is, I mean, you heard there was the shooting, you heard he was in rough shape, a lot of blood loss, and then bingo. That was it. Nothing else was coming. And this is, 11, 12, 13 hours story, and it's right. Just no new information's coming.
So anyway, on the official Redskins, whatever, radio and TV mm-hmm. simulcast of this, you had Larry, the play-by-play guy, looking so sleep-deprived, mm-hmm. and they're so desperate for any bit of news.
Right.
He says, well, I think another Redskins player is going to be coming in and talking to us in about 10 minutes. And then the other guy goes, yeah, and then Larry gets the look on his face that we get on our faces a lot.
That he's angry, that it's not moving enough. Moving. He's been told something that's not really going to happen.
And he looks towards the corner, and he gives him one of these, come on, hurry up, hurry up. And I'm waiting for someone to say, do you guys realize there's a camera on you right now?
Yeah, yeah, because they're just so out of control about the whole thing. And as opposed to, you know, look, all due respect to everybody that's dealing with this situation right now, and you know, and we said sincerely before about Sean Taylor, who is, you know, friends, his family, and all the Redskins, his teammates, we're concerned about this. But it just seems when you don't have information coming in, it seems to me this town in particular, with supreme respect to everybody, oh, we have to stay on with it
right.
because it's a Redskin.
Right. It's not breaking.
And because it, but there's no new information. You're it's staying not. On because you think that's what everybody will give you a pat on the back to do. And that's when I feel that's kind of crap.
Well, they cover their ass now. It's not breaking news. Now it's we're following
a developing story.
Right.
A developing story.
Developing.
Yeah, and you know what it is? And you know what, really, and God forbid, because I really do hope he pulls through this, but it almost becomes like, who's going to get the big story first? Who's going to get the, you know, who's going to scoop somebody? We have to stay on the air. We have to saturate the, you know, there. It's just, I don't know. There's something, I've always said it, there's something about the Redskins in this town, the way, and it's not the people that root for the team. It's not even the people that are sports fans in this town.
On behalf of everyone in media, I just want to say, you're going to hear this 1,000 times tonight. You know, when you think about Sean Taylor, as we talk about him as someone who we actually know in that fake, condescending TV way.
Yeah, that sad voice, our TV sad voice.
We're going to say this young man, we wish him the best. And, you know, this really puts everything in perspective. It's more than winning and losing on the field.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got to look at that camera. You got to pout with that Ann Curry pout. They're like, yes.
So I guess that's why if it was any other person that was fighting for their life and it wasn't about the football that we would have the same kind of, oh, no, that's right. That wouldn't be the case.
Right.
Even though it puts it in perspective.
And imagine.
I mean, I don't get it to, you know, into the whole analysis of the media and all that stuff, but it just seems to me.
Imagine.
I'd like to, if you're going to go on the air with new, fresh
Hold
information.
On, give me something.
Don't stay on because you think that's okay. What you're supposed to do
no one
because
else.
It's Washington and it's the Redskins,
no
for
one
God's
else,
sake.
No one else is going to say this because he's close to losing his life, maybe in a coma. I don't
and
know.
And God forbid he right. does. Honest to
Here's
God, really.
Right.
Seriously. Who is surprised by this? The guy's a thug. The guy's
yeah,
been
but you
in
can't say
before.
That because you have no idea what the circumstances
sure,
are.
Sure
if somebody
can,
was
Mike.
Breaking into his house because he was breaking into his house, the last gun thing that he got involved with was totally was not the way I understand it was not like this. This is somebody who broke into his house and shot him.
So it's just a wacky coincidence
that you know
that he's
no one
all,
has
that
no,
he's
no.
been in all kinds of trouble like this before.
Nobody has any information as to what this is. I'm just saying people stay on it and they stay on
all
the
I'm
story
saying
because
is who is surprised? You know they're making this out like the choir boy quarterback who is not even busted a girl's hymen yet. Something awful happened to this guy while he was out selling Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, but I mean, the story, the way I understand it, is that it was a break-in. That's what happened to his house.
Right.
At his house. So
that is the story.
Right. No, but nobody has any of the details yet as far as
right.
exactly,
so
exactly, including you know, an update on what the condition of the poor guy is and what's going on.
What would the circumstances be, you know, am I the only guy that's thinking that maybe it's more than a random?
No, you're not. You're the only one. You're only one that's verbalizing it.
Of course.
And you know, you don't know what the circumstances are, and you know, it could because of the way they're. Also, what with the 14 hours or 15 hours that's passed right now? I mean, you're not getting any information as to what the circumstances.
I mean, you get what I'm saying.
But I mean, the way it was explained. The first, I'm going on what I heard the first time is that you know somebody's tried to break into his house.
I certainly respect life and don't wish death on anybody, but. You know, this is a guy who's been, you know, he could have been on the Cincinnati Bengals. The guy's been in trouble. He's not been one of these model citizens. He's not one of these guys that like
and
the pamphlet they put out about
no,
the
and what you're saying
Redskins
is,
guys.
What you're saying is because of the history, that's why people start to wander. And as far as speculation goes, the rumor mill gets started.
Sure.
Perhaps more with this particular athlete, with another athlete. That's why that happens. I'm just saying, I think that this story ought to be covered where they break in if they have new information.
Well,
and
we
it seems to me to be the constant repetition over and over and over again. You
that's
know,
right.
And I would imagine really important. If he does have family and friends around here, that's got to suck for them too because you don't hear any new information as far as what's happening.
Well, here's what we have on firejoegibbsnow.com.
Mm-hmm.
And again, all of this written by Joe. It says, first, it has a picture of Joe Gibbs. That a picture of the offensive coordinator and the defensive coordinator. And then it says, sucks, sucks, sucks on all of their faces.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's photoshopped Merrill Howard Kalen into being the next coach. It says the following. Nice game. Too bad I missed it. You see, as I and a few others in the know have figured out, it's no longer necessary to watch a Redskins game. In fact, it's better to not bother. This team sucks. This team sucks. It's not even Dan Snyder's fault. Imagine having so much money, you could own a team and hire great coaches, and this is what you get? All of them suck. And if I could find a picture of Bubba Tyre, mm-hmm. he spells the name wrong, mm-hmm. or Tired, the supposed trainer of our battered and injured team, I'd have him on the block too. Dan Snyder, please man up. Fire Joe Gibbs now. And then below it, it says, Taylor critical, expected to survive.
Oh, so he is expected to survive now.
According to
Joe. Where did Joe get his name? But what's the latest that you have?
I don't have the expected to survive.
I'm just reading you what Joe's writing on firejoegibbsnow.com.
Can we ask where Joe got that information, though?
Joe?
Yes, Don.
On Fire Joe Gibbs Now, beautiful website.
Thank you.
It says Taylor critical, expected to survive.
I caught that on the radio driving in from the Miami Herald.
All right, thank you. Then he also writes, by the way, thanks for all the support. This site has had 30,000 hits in 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. That's not to say we've had 30,000 emails, but we know you're out there. This will and continue to be a free site, no ads. If you email your thoughts, it's counted and posted. Hold on. Where did he write F-U? Hey, did you take the F-U part off? Joe?
Yeah, I did.
When did you do that?
After my mom went to the site.
Oh. Hi, Joe.
It's a good test.
Because you had some constructive criticism for those who are constructively criticizing the way this site is constructed.
Yes, those website savvy web designers that don't like the site because it's a simple site.
Well, you're a simple man.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Joe.
Sure.
Jesus Christ.
As you heard, Mike.
You're so proud of your boy, aren't you?
FireJoeGibbsNow.com reports that Sean Taylor is critical, expected to survive.
Yes. I thought, is this a website still where people can go and vote? Is that primarily what it's to? But it's evolving into perhaps an editorial website.
It's kind of turning into like Joe's blog.
Ah, okay. Rob, have the disclaimer for me ready, okay? Thank you.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Good night, gentlemen.
All right, good night.
Good night to you.
Good night.
Sleep tight.
Hey, I got this information from my wife, so if it's wrong, I'm going to send her to Toronto with her mother-in-law. But isn't his girlfriend supposed to make a statement?
Is this Sean Taylor we're talking about
again,
here?
Again, this is the kind of BS that we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I mean,
it's wild.
We'll ask Joe.
We'll get an update from Joe.
Joe will go listen to another radio station and tell us what the Miami Herald is reporting. He'll put it right up there on the website for everybody.
At 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we are expecting another statement from Joe.
Very good.
We'll carry that live.
Looking forward to that.
That's right.
What do you have, us?
I've given you everything I have. That's the latest. He's still in a coma, still in the intensive care, in extremely
no word on condition. Survivability or anything like that.
No, nobody's made a remark one way or
now,
the other about that.
The thing with the coma is something that, mm-hmm. at least when I left home today about 1 o'clock,
right.
that was still a slippery slope, no pun intended, Rob.
Right. Yeah, nobody actually wanted to talk about that.
Nobody wanted to come out right. and say that word.
Right. And you brought up before, you know, as far as the circumstances, we haven't heard anything from the police either as far as, you know, other than it is they're going on it as a reported burglary or robbery.
Right.
Where he was shot twice. Home invasion robbery, right.
Right.
All I know is the way Buzz seems to be dodging these questions, I'm suspicious of Buzz.
You think Buzz could be involved somehow?
I never said that.
That's every crime in the last 10 years.
Tell me about it.
I was here the whole time.
Look at him. Long weekend.
Say, Holmes, lay down that ATV or I'll shoot your ass.
That's Buzz is, you know, you never know where he is. His accounts, his whereabouts are always unknown.
Mm-hmm. Like
hello
it
there.
That way.
Don and Mike Show.
Oops.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Up.
Hello.
Hello.
Forget it. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.